2007, I've spent a house. And a year ago, an American family arrived in Brisbane to spend 2 years here, the Hagenmeyer family, or Hagenmeyer family. Mum, Laurie, joined us on the, well, it was almost a weekly basis, I think, initially, then monthly, and we last spoke with Laurie in February. Well, it's the anniversary of their arriving in Brisbane, and so we're going to hear from Laurie shortly. What I've asked her to do is come up with a list of tips, 10 tips. I'm not sure whether she's come up with 10, 8, or 13, but some tips for American families or families from overseas following in their footsteps. When the Hagenmeyers arrived last year, we put on our website your suggestions to them, including these ones from Brad. He suggested, don't talk unless you understand what the topic is. In other words, don't be a loudmouth yank. Learn the different meanings of words. For example, government here means power, and the Liberals in the US government means the country as a whole. Come to terms with metric as soon as possible. And he says, Americans don't understand time zone differences very well. They assume everything is in US time. Friends might call at 3 a.m. So for this reason, it's better to call them so you keep control of when you talk to family and friends back home. So those were some of the advice tips from you a year ago to the Hagenmeyers. So they will tell us what they've learned from their 12 months living in Brisbane. At the moment, it's 10 degrees, 2 below average, 95% humidity. Bayside 9, Logan 8, Ipswich 6. It's 12 on the Gold Coast, and on the Sunshine Coast, it's 14. It's going to be fine and warm today. Brisbane heading for 28, Ipswich 30.